So today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. I'd like to share a reflection on these three readings, how his kingship is revealed, or qualities of what kind of king we have in Jesus. But then in the gospel particularly, how can we respond? How can we honor Jesus in his kingship based on those three qualities revealed in the three readings? So, based on the three readings, I'd like to share how Jesus is revealed as a family king, as the king of the universe, and as a king of mercy. So family, universe, and mercy. First, the reading from the second book of Samuel in the Old Testament. Here's the account of where David takes the kingship over the 12 tribes of Israel. And you see what happens is David's own, they declare, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh." And so what God arranged in the Old Testament is to point forward to the New Testament, that in the Old Testament, God gave a king from among the 12 tribes to rule over them. And now this sounds kind of like, well, duh, but it's something important revealed about Jesus. Jesus could have come on this earth in a kind of instant fashion. He could have shown up as an adult without family, without relatives. He could have come and just said, you know, to show us God's awesomeness just appear. But God's plan was that Jesus would be born of the line of David, of Mary, known as the son of Joseph. Because that means he's a king not distant from us, but God wanted to give us a king who was close so that we could say, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh." That we can praise him as king, but we can also call him brother. That Jesus claimed our humanity, that Jesus is part of this human family, that he did not come separate from that reality, but he came as brother to you and to me through our baptism. So he's a family king, but two, that closeness of his kingship. But we also hear in the second reading the magnitude of his kingship. Before he was born in the flesh, we hear Paul write in the letter to the Colossians, he, referring to Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. So, a reminder that not only is he king who is close, a family, whom we can call brother, but he is also a king of the universe of time and space. And that in the end, this kingship, his authority over all creation will be revealed definitively. And it's a reminder because how often in today's world we get discouraged. Bad news in our lives, bad news, local area, wherever, in the nation. And it's easy to say, well, God's not in control. Well, today we honor a king who will outlast whatever problem you're facing and who will stand to judge whatever problem you're facing. That he is bigger than all of our problems. That means he has power in the end to bring justice. So we can offer him our trust. King of the universe, but finally, where is his kingship revealed definitively in his ministry on earth? It's on the cross. He takes a crown of thorns. His robe is this military garment of mockery and scorn. The soldiers drape him. And his throne is a hard wooden cross upon which he dies. As I've shared before, one way to understand mercy is the intersection of God's love and our human suffering. That is the cross, the intersection of God's love and our human suffering. So here on the cross, Jesus, he is close to you and to me in your suffering. He chose to redeem through a path of suffering. Okay. So a family king, king of the universe, and a king of mercy. How can we respond? Let's look at the good thief. The good thief responds to those three ways and gives us three ways we can honor our king. So first, the good thief stands up against the world. Everyone in today's gospel is against Jesus. The rulers, the soldiers, the other thief, Jesus' apostles are nowhere to be found. The only man willing to stand before with Jesus is this thief. While the other thief is reviling Jesus, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. The good thief stands up for Jesus and says, have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. It's worth thinking, when's the last time you made a public declaration for Jesus in the midst of hostility of the world? That's what this good thief's doing. Everyone else is rejecting Jesus. And he publicly, stands up and rebukes this other thief. That takes courage. And the connection to the family king is to think how quickly you and I are to defend our own family. That's a good thing. Do we ever think of Jesus in the same light? He chooses to be our brother in his humanity. But yet, it's easy for us to stay quiet when the world is ridiculing Christianity, is dismissing Jesus and his lordship. It takes courage to stand up for your faith. Second, the good thief, not only that, but he admits his own faults publicly when he says, indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes, but this man has done nothing criminal. This is twofold. Not only does he admit his faults, but he sees in Jesus as an innocent man. And this is what kind of flips the script of what we do. Rather than admitting our faults, we justify ourselves frequently. Rather than seeing our neighbor's innocence, we judge them. But also, how frequently do we judge God, too? We say, God, you're not doing this fast enough. God, you're not doing this right by me. God, you're nowhere to be found. We judge God as if we know better. Okay? So, this second act is a way of honoring Jesus's the magnitude of his kingship, honoring him as king of the universe by admitting his right place, this good thief. He admits his right place. He says, you are the Lord, you are innocent. But we have been condemned justly. Okay, so public admitting his faults. Third, how does a good thief honor the King of Mercy? He honors the King of Mercy with a public act of love. Jesus offers forgiveness to everyone on the cross. Forgive them, they do not know what they do. Only one person receives that grace of forgiveness at that moment from the cross. And he makes an act of devotion. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. An act of love. He wants to be near Jesus. How beautiful. So three aspects of his kingship and three ways that you can honor his kingship. Standing up for your faith, an act of courage. Putting yourself in your right place, act of humility, act of love, honoring his mercy. Which of those you feel called to take up? Okay? Perhaps, standing for your faith can be like coming to Mass when the world dismisses, church and public devotion. Humility, confession is a great way to witness humility, of putting yourself in the right size, admitting his lordship, and you depend everything on him. In an act of mercy, you can make that prayer in this Mass, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Let's pray that we may honor, acknowledge our Lord in his kingship, and that we may honor him with courage, humility, and love. Amen.